It's time for Lyham High School football on 1660 The Fan. Tonight, Mattawan plays host to smack rival Portage Central. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Meyer, where the math always works in your favor. Bruce's Truck and Auto, better get to Bruce's. Edward Rose and Sons, go to edwardrose.com today. Romance Gardens, high quality, low prices, great customer service. And Wings Etc., sports, award-winning wings, and lots of other great stuff. Let's go out to Mattawan High School and join Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney for all of the action.
High school football is on the air. Hello and welcome, everybody, to Mattawan High School, where tonight we're back in the Smack West as Mattawan hosts Portage Central. Carolyn Binder alongside Jim McKinney. Jim, glad to have you back in the box. The Wildcats last year won both the regular season and the playoff games between these two teams, but this year's version of the Mustangs, very high-octane offense, a ton of senior leadership coming back for this team. They've outscored their opponents. They're 2-0 coming into this game on the road. They've outscored their opponents 103-7. Yes, that's 103-7 in the first two games of this season. And so as we line up the opening game for both of these teams in the Smack West, a tall test ahead of the home team.
Yeah, I think it's, Carolyn, and it's nice to be back. Thank you very much. I think it's going to be a tale of two teams, and it's going to depend on which Mattawan team shows up. We were talking with Bill Jenks, who's a facilities management here, and by the way, a huge thank you to him because he helped us put our sign up in the end zone underneath the scoreboard so everybody could see we were here. But I'm talking to him, and I just happened to ask him, I said, so what, who do you think is going to win tonight? And he said it depends on which Mattawan team shows up. The first game, they lost six fumbles to Harper Creek because the Beavers beat them up. Last week, though, they outgained Marshall and beat up on the Marshall team. So, you know, I guess it's going to depend on which team shows up. And it better be the right one because, as you said, you know, Portage Central's been running on all cylinders the first two games.
This is the Meyer pregame show. Score big savings and tail greater this football season at Meyer. First, taking a look at the visiting Portage Central Mustangs, 2-0 to start the season. As I mentioned, a couple of high offensive output for the Mustangs. They won 49-7 to open the season. Last week against Kalamazoo, Roy Norix. And so Roy Norix stands to be the only team to score points this year against Portage Central.
Yeah, it's an interesting because we saw Roy Norix in the first game of the season, and they can score points, but they're also prone to a lot of mistakes, and I think that's what happened with the Portage Central team. When you were talking with Coach Mick Enders, remember, at the kickoff at Wings, et cetera, we got from Coach Enders that he had cautious optimism because of the simple fact that he had so many returning starters. Well, the first two games of the season, I think Coach Enders is seeing that maybe it's going to come along because you see the experience, you see the maturity. The defense is playing awesome, and the offense is clicking. And so it remains to be seen. I think it's going to be a battle tonight, Carolyn, between the Portage Central offense and the Mattawan defense. That's where the crux of the battle is going to be.
Portage Central returning 14 starters from 2012, 9 on offense, and last year this offense averaged over 33 points per contest. They're led by their senior quarterback, Ryan Virginer, and he's a kind of a dual threat guy. He's got the arm. We saw that last year a couple of times. He can pull it down, though, and run the football. And when you look at that defensively for a team that's, I don't want to say rebuilding because I hate that term, and when I talked to Coach Matt Stevens on the Mattawan side, he refused to use that term, rebuilding, but this is a youthful football team that we're looking at defensively, so I think you're absolutely accurate that the key matchup is going to be between the Portage Central offense and this Mattawan defense. How are they going to respond to the senior leadership and the returners for this Portage Central offense that could either run away with this thing right off the bat, but I think the key is going to be for the home team's defense to really keep them in this football game.
And one thing that I'm really happy for, Carolyn, and that is the weather that we have. It's, you know, earlier in the week we had, you know, tropical conditions, and you're hoping that's not what you're going to see on Friday night. We've got 60-degree temperatures pretty much, and shadows are going to cover the entire field, I think, pretty much by the time we start. It's good, crisp football weather, and that's what you want, especially with these two teams. You don't want any, you know, problems with rain or snow or whatever. These two teams get to go out in the perfect weather conditions on a perfect field. This is going to be a really good game. I think Portage Central thinks that they may have a little bit of an upper hand, But remember last year, Mattawan beat them twice, once in the regular season, like you said, once in the playoffs. And I don't think that Coach Enders has let his team forget that.
No.
And I don't think Coach Stevens has let his team forget that either. Because this is turning into quite the rivalry.
Yes, it is. Portage Central finished the 2012 season with a 7-4 record, 4-3 in SmackWest play. That was good for fourth place last year. The other part and component of this Portage Central offense is this offensive line. Four returners on the offensive line, bookended by senior ends Hunter Lassiter, who committed to Central Michigan earlier in the summer, and Matt Capasso. And with those two, if those two can combine to wreak havoc on that offensive line, I think the rest of the offense is going to shake out pretty well tonight for Portage Central.
Yeah, I think that Portage Central is probably going to try to run the ball to begin with. Like you said, Mergener, he's a double threat. But if they can dominate the ground game, then you don't have to put the ball in the air. And I know you, of course, have mentioned this before, and everybody knows that in football, when you throw the ball, two or three things are bad. Either they drop it or it gets intercepted. Only one thing is good out of three. But if you're on the ground, you hold on to the ball, and you continue the game, then everything's good. So it's really going to depend. And I think the first series is going to be important because we were talking about this off the air. Mattawan won the toss. They elected to receive on their home field. They want to get on the offense and see if they can get the upper hand scoring first. One thing that I did find curious, they're going to get the ball, but they're going to be against the wind. But they will have the wind in the second and fourth quarters.
Yes, Mattawan indeed did win the toss. They will receive, and we will continue with our pregame coverage. Got to take a timeout, so we'll be back and look at the Mattawan Wildcats after the timeout. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
All right, everyone who has ever paid good money for an extended warranty, raise your right hand and slap yourself in the forehead. Hi, this is Bruce at Bruce's Truck and Auto and Rhino Linings, and yes, I've done it too. It always sounds like such a great idea at the time, doesn't it? Here at Bruce's Truck and Auto, you will never have to pay for a warranty. Just guess how long the warranty is on our draw-tight hitches and how much it costs. It's lifetime and it's free. How about on our SST Downey tonneau covers? It's lifetime and it's free. Take a wild guess how long the warranty is and what it costs on our Viper auto starts or our stainless steel Nerf bars. You're catching on. It's lifetime and it's free. How about our latest product, Rhino Spray and Bed Lining? Both types of material, the Tough Stuff and the Durabond, carry a lifetime warranty and you don't have to pay any extra. Call us at 668-4511 or stop on in. We are just a quarter mile north of I-94 in Mattawan. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's.
The Huge Show, weekdays at 3 p.m. on 1660 WQLR Kalamazoo. 1660 The Fan.
The Meyer High School Live pregame show of Overon. Carolyn Binder joined by Jim McKinney tonight from Mattawan High School as the Wildcats get set to host the Portage Central Mustangs. We took a look at the visiting Portage Central Mustangs coming in with a 2-0 record. Mattawan 1-1. They lost in week 1, 28-7 to Battle Creek Harper Creek. And a big win last week, though, 64-34 over Marshall. They're led by Matt Stevens in his fifth year, and a real turnaround for this Mattawan Wildcats team in the past couple of seasons, Jim.
Yeah, they've really become a power in the SMAC and proved to be a good addition after they played in the KVA for a while. It's an interesting thing that Coach Stevens has done here.
We'll get into that after this timeout, and kickoff coming up next. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
If you could give your child a shot that would prevent cancer later in life, would you do it?
Of course.
In a heartbeat.
Ugh, I wish.
The HPV vaccine can prevent many types of cancers, including cervical cancer, and it's been tested and ruled safe and effective by the FDA. The vaccine works best if given at the age of 11 or 12, but can be given up to the age of 26. Not all cancers can be prevented by the vaccine. But each year, 33,000 cases of preventable cancers are diagnosed in men and women in the U.S. If these people could go back and have the HPV vaccine, do you think they would?
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
For more information, visit michigan.gov/HPV or call 1-800-922-6266. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouthwatering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Midge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
Kellen Biner and Jim McKinney rejoining you from Mattawan High School, where the Wildcats are getting set to take on the Portage Central Mustangs, who getting a little bit more into the Wildcats the last couple of years, the turnaround that they've had under fifth-year head coach Matt Stevens, a two-year run which featured an 18-4 overall record, one SMAC West title, one divisional runner-up, and one district title, and really since the mid to late 1990s, this is the best football that Mattawan's seen here.
Yeah, and last year was a season to remember because they, of course, went all the way deep into the playoffs, winning the district title and then losing a regional game to Caledonia. This is familiar territory for us, Carolyn, because we came here quite a lot last year, and the facility is awesome. But I think what Coach Stevens has done is he's instilled the idea of team play inside this. Like, he lost a big gun with Trevor Sweeney graduating, but I think that when their offense is running, like last week when they outgained Marshall, he proved that he could, not necessarily, like you said, built load. And so I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the first series because, again, Mattawan gets the ball, and we'll see what happens with Parker Curtis starting a quarterback, and he brings the offense on. We'll see what the Wildcats can do against a Portage Central defense. To say that they're mean, I think, is an understatement. They're hungry. They want to return Portage Central to prominence. That's what's going to happen.
Talking about the reloaded Mattawan Wildcats, they lost 18 starting seniors from 2012 among the graduates. As you said, Trevor Sweeney, now a preferred walk-on at Western Michigan under the new regime of head coach P.J. Fleck. And what an opportunity for Sweeney to have to work locally and have that type of success after playing here. But Sweeney did a lot of damage last year, and that was some big shoes to fill for Matt Stevens and this squad. But the teams are getting set to kick things off. Mattawan in the home blue, all blue with the yellow stripes down the side, the yellow numerals, the blue helmets with the yellow ends. It's a whole heck of a lot like the Michigan Wolverines out there. This are the Wildcats in Portage Central in the road whites, yellow pants, yellow helmets, blue numerals on the back.
Two gold teams here tonight. Alex Kahila and Kyle Hedden, and
Mickey Losey getting set to kick it away for the Mustangs, moving right to left. So the Mattawan Wildcats will be moving left to right across your radio dial, and the kick is up. It's a short kick to the 30 of the Wildcats, takes a bounce there. Kyle Clock with the field at about the 34-yard line. Austin Tabor with the tackle for Portage Central, and we are underway. A short kick to get things started.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant. I was wondering if it was a planned onside kick because Central was down there so fast.
Mattawan will start from their own 34-yard line under center. The sophomore quarterback hands it off. Some running room up the middle and pushing forward all the way to the 30-yard line of Portage Central. And what a hole that was.
They have a triple backfield, Carolyn. Hunter Anthony got the ball. He got it the first chance. He was off to the left side. Curtis rolls to the right. Another back goes to the right. The defense shifts to the left. And all of a sudden, Anthony's off to the races, and before Central knows what's going on, he's turned the corner and is out of his way.
Hunter Anthony fooling everyone again. The triple back look in the backfield. that time penetration from the Mustang defensive line might have backed him up, Kyle Hinton, that time with the carry.
When you're running this kind of offense, the big thing is you can remember the offensive line has to hold for at least two seconds, the way they're doing the misdirections and whatnot. You can't allow penetration from the defensive line. That time the Mustangs were able to get into the backfield before the play even started.
Mark him for a short loss, second and 11 from the 30-yard line of Portage Central. Handoff goes left side, and again, penetration by the Portage Central defensive line. Hunter Anthony again with the carry. And he'll barely get across the line of scrimmage. So after that first reported central on defense, they've really calmed things down. That'll bring up a third down and 10, an important third down for the Mattawan offense.
I think the first play shook them up a little bit because they've been dominating the line of scrimmage, the Mustangs have. This is an important third down play for the Wildcats.
Quarterback Kurtz under center, hands off up the middle and stuffed by that senior-laden defensive line for Portage Central.
Heading right into the middle of the line.
Kyle Hedden was swallowed immediately after the handoff. Jacob Allen, his first tackle of the ball game, and I have a feeling we'll hear from him a few times tonight, the senior lineman and running back as well, doing some damage offensively for Portage Central. That'll look up a fourth down and 10. They're going to go for it. Fourth and from the 29-yard line. And the fake tried for the pass, and he's tacked all the way back at the Portage Central 40.
Max Ryan came in from the defensive back position and was kind of in a blitz formation, but not quite. But when the ball was hiked, he had a little bit of momentum going for him, and that time there was no chance for Curtis to even try to get the ball off.
So the ball will go over on downs to Portage Central in field position for them on the Mattawan 37-yard line, where senior quarterback Ryan Mergener will take over the play. The first play from scrimmage is a handoff to Jared Davis.
Davis got some momentum around the right-hand side, but the Wildcat defense was able to close and do a good job, but he got 7 yards, and that's the play that, you know, Coach Enders was looking for. It gives you a second and short.
Gain of 7 brings up a second down and 2, and off goes again to Davis up the right boundary. Good for a first down and then some into Mattawan territory, and the first couple of plays from scrimmage, and excuse me, is Jacob Allen with the carry. First down yardage for Portage Central, and now they're in cruise mode, the first couple of plays of their offensive drive.
Yeah, two big chunks of yardage chewed off by two right, they're picking on the right side of the Mattawan defense.
And then they go left side, a huge hole, and a great open field tackle, Jacob Allen cutting across the field, and a good chunk of yardage, give them about 5. And that's all you really need to do on first and second down, 5 yards here, 5 yards there, and you're into the end zone.
Well, Coach Stevens looks at the tape this week. He's going to point to that tackle by Ben Reed, and he's going to say, that's how you tackle somebody. You don't let them get around you, and you grab them around the waist, and you throw them down. Classic football tackle and save the big gainer.
Gain of 6 will bring up second down and 4, 8:33 remaining, and Jacob Allen is absolutely wide open up the far boundary. There is a flag on the play, but the entire defense was drawn to the near side. Allen went far side, and he had all kinds of room. There is a flag on the play. Holding whistled against Portage Central back at the 30-yard line of Mattawan.
This is coming way back. Allen cruising all the way down to the 1-yard line into the red zone, but again, a mistake, you know, and then you can't, when you get this close, you really, even early in the ballgame, Carolyn, you can't make mistakes like this that take the ball away from you. Now, the ball is obviously going to still be in Mattawan territory, but not by much. Coming all the way back to the 41-yard line, so that basically was a 40-yard penalty.
Yeah, they'll mark it to the 41-yard line of Mattawan. That'll bring up a second and 8-10 remaining opening quarter. Mattawan has already turned the ball over, and Portage Central driving. Good tackle at the line of scrimmage. Jared Davis up the right side. Gain of a couple of yards will bring up a third down and manageable off of a second down and 8.
Yeah, Portage Central, I think this is two-down territory for them. I think they're obviously going to go after the first down, and we've seen that a lot this year, both of the games we broadcast.
Gain of 6 will bring up a third down and 3. Trying to draw an offside, and Allen bursts up the right side and across the first down marker. That seems to be a pattern when you need, you know, a couple of yards here or some more. Allen can get all of that for you, Jerry. Allen, good for a first down.
He was the go-to guy for Coach Enders last year, too, and now he's in as a senior. He's obviously now going to be the go-to guy to provide leadership, and so far he's been doing it.
First down and 10 from the Mattawan 28-yard line, a delayed handoff, trying to find some room on the near side. Jared Allen eventually brought down. Gain of a couple of yards.
The interior of the Mattawan defense is getting a workout tonight. Stop sitting in the middle, and he's got a couple of tackles on this. Running around the outside, but it's the defensive line that's making the tackles.
Gain of 5 brings up second down and 5. And again, the delayed snap, and wide open, a huge hole up the right side for Allen. All the way inside the 10-yard line. And that seems to, again, be a pattern for this offensive line, creating huge holes for both Jared Davis and Jacob Allen early on for Portage Central.
Coach Stevens has two good class running backs, and he's using both of them. And they're concentrating on going around to the outside. Not a lot of interior running by the Mustangs.
First down and goal at the 6-yard line for Portage Central. Mergner will keep it himself. Mergner pushes forward for a couple of yards.
We talked about it. I mentioned it. That's the first time, Carolyn, that the Mustangs have attempted to penetrate the middle of the Mattawan defense. They've been rolling out the entire time. And thus far, we're about 6 minutes before the end of the first quarter. Not a pass at all.
6 minutes to go, opening quarter, second down and goal from the 4, delayed handoff, and touchdown to Jacob Allen, and that is what they need to do. They're bread and butter there for Portage Central. Pound, 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 give it off to Jacob Allen, and he rumbles into the end zone for a Portage Central touchdown.
And I'm sure Coach McEnders will take this type of a game all game long and twice on Sunday, just power football. You don't have to put the ball in the air. You don't have to chance possibly giving it up on a turnover, and the running backs hold on to the ball.
Mergener on for the hold. Mickey Losey puts the right boot into the extra point. It is up and good, and with 5:55 remaining opening quarter, Portage Central 7, Mattawan nothing. We'll take a timeout and be back with more of the first quarter after this on 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs, from all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright. Meyer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club and tune into live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
BB's Mongolian Barbecue. They all have an event where 15% goes to cancer.
5:55 remaining opening quarter from Mattawan High School. It's visiting Portage Central Mustangs, cracking the board first on a 4-yard run by their senior running back, Jacob Allen. And really just ground and pound for Portage Central into the end zone. 7-0 is their lead. I liked a lot of what I saw from the Mattawan offense. They just weren't able to sustain. They turned their first possession over. And I think that thing to do, especially at home for Matt Stevens, that you didn't really give necessarily a huge advantage. There was
the Port Central started that drive on the Mattawan 30-yard line, it was just a matter of gaping holes created by that Port Central offensive line.
Yeah, the Mustangs offensive line just wanted to take control, and they did. The thing was is that other than that one play, they did not test the interior of the Mattawan line. They were going around to the outside, and, hey, it worked. Big pieces of yardage each time.
Mickey Losion to kick it away for Portage Central. A booming line drive kick hits at 10, rolled to the 2, and that's where it's picked up and dropped at the 5-yard line. There's a flag on the play flown in about the 12-yard line. Kyle Hedden picked it up, but what a kickoff by Losi.
Yeah, he kept it in bounds. That was the big thing, because Mattawan was looking at it to see whether it was going to fly out of bounds and get a penalty for Mattawan. But instead, it was a flag
called against Mattawan. That's going to back him up deep into the shadows of their own goal line.
Well, you know, Carolyn, this is the first big moment as far as the Mattawan offense goes. They're in the shadow of their own goalpost. They're primarily a running team, and quarterback Curtis is going to have to find a way to get them out in a sustained drive where it's going to give Portage Central good field position as they get the ball back.
Three backs behind the sophomore quarterback Curtis. Handoff goes right side to Hunter Anthony.
Anthony's a sked back. He's like 150 pounds soaking wet, 5'9". He's a senior, but Coach Stevens relies on him a lot like he did Trevor Sweeney. Trevor Sweeney is a little bit bigger back, over 6 foot, but thus far Anthony's been doing the brunt of the running tonight for the Wildcats.
Brought down at the 8-yard line, gain of 5 brings up 2nd down and 5. No, fake handoff, and Curtis will run it for a first down. And that might be a little wrinkle they might start to implement is the fake handoff, let Curtis run it. He showed some good wheels there at the far boundary for the first down.
That was a very important first down for the Wildcats. Curtis gets his team out of the shadow of the end zone, like we said. Now, something we want to keep an eye on. A couple of times, one time the last time Mattawan had it, this time the Mattawan had it, there was just a little extracurricular activity going on between a Mattawan player and a Central player. This time the referee got in between them, but these two teams kind of don't like each other very much.
5:10 remaining off the first down play. Handoff goes up the middle. Again to Kyle Hedden. And he's starting to rack up the carries here in this first quarter.
After a short gain.
Short gain, just a gain of 2. We'll bring up 2nd down and 8 from the Mattawan 17-yard line, but it's got to feel good for this offense to not be staring down your own goal line.
Yeah, this is true. But they need at least 2 or 3 more first downs to get field position.
Quick pop pass over the middle is complete. And Max Reed, the junior tight end, calls it in. That's good for a Mattawan first down. And yet another wrinkle in the Matt Stevens offense.
First pass we've seen tonight, and it was in a little bit of coverage, but Max Reed hauled him in, and Curtis put it where he had to in order to keep it from being intercepted. And Max Reed is a big boy. He, 6'1", 190 pounds, pulled it in. First down, so again, they continue to move out of their own territory.
First down and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Delayed handoff goes right side. There's a flag on the play. It's going to be a face mask by all indications. Alec Vanderweerd with his first touch of the ball game.
So it's nice, Carolyn, when we can see the penalty up here, too. And they ran to our side of the field. Alex Vanderweerd for the first time running the football. He is, again, a senior, 6'2", 190 pounds. He's a big boy as well. And powered his way. And this is going to be the personal foul version of the face mask. So 15 yards. Again, it's going to give Mattawan a first down, and they're, again, moving kind of the same way that Portage Central did, only not in as big a chunk. But, hey, it doesn't matter. However you get there, that that's fine. And
doesn't say on the score sheet how it happened.
No.
The 15-yard walk-off will put the ball at the Matawan 45-yard line. They started this drive on their 3-yard line, if I'm not mistaken, well inside the 5. And right now they are marching with the penalty on their own 45-yard line. Fake handoff and nearly found a target intended for Vanderweer, and he almost climbed the ladder to haul that thing in just out of the reach of the tight end. That'll bring up second down and 10, and we see our second pass attempt of the game by Matawan.
Yeah, Curtis put just a little bit too much air over it, but you know, when you're rolling and you're being chased by guys bigger than you, it's sometimes you have to get the ball away. But I'll tell you what, Vanderweer ran a great pattern, and it was just thrown a little bit high. But if I've seen Curtis has a pretty good arm, and it would appear that that's what Coach Stevens is hoping for. Maybe he's going to mix things up a little bit more instead of primarily relating to the run.
Go back to the three-back look. Handed off to Hedden. He looked for some room inside. Did not really find a whole lot. Jacob Allen leading the tackle for Portage Central. A short gain will bring up third down and 8. I'll mark it at the Matawan 46-yard line. Fakes a pitch over the middle and pass is caught by C.J. Huntley. Good for another Matawan first down.
Curtis faked the handoff, went back, and he had two defenders coming at him, but he had enough time. And I'll tell you what, C.J. Huntley is a big target, 6'2", and he pulled it in, had three Mustangs on him, still carried him about 2 or 3 yards. And, you know, Coach Stevens isn't going to tell you that right now, but this is exactly what he wanted. He hit 3-yard line, and now look at them. They're inside Mustang territory at the 38.
First down and 10, ball at the Portage Central 38-yard line off that first down pass to the junior tight end, C.J. Huntley. They go back to the traditional three-back look. Handoff is up the middle and stops immediately at the line of scrimmage by Portage Central.
You're going to say Anthony lost a couple of yards on that. But
yeah, they're going to mark it
on 12. I'm not so sure, Carolyn, right now on second down and 12, that I wouldn't try that pass over the middle again. That seemed to be pretty successful the two times that they tried it. And, you know, it was second down. They still had third down. If it was third down and short, they could get the yardage.
Second down and 12 coming up for the Wildcats. Handoff up the middle, pushing through for a gain of 2 to the original line of scrimmage. There's a flag on the play. Vanderweer with the carry.
This very well could be a personal foul on number 5 of Portage Central. We're going to see personal foul against Portage Central. Now, let me explain what's happening here. Number 5 is Max Ryan. He has been warned twice now by the referees for a little bit of extracurricular activity. That time, he made contact with Parker Curtis as he was coming around the corner and hit him without the ball. And I think the officials have said, look, we've warned you enough, that's it. And now a big penalty. It's going to be a 15-yarder. It's going to give Matawan a first down. And, you know, I know you play with a lot of emotion as a high school player, but the young man was warned twice not to do it.
So they're going to mark this off 15 yards, and that's a huge advantage for Matawan, who's already kind of warming up from their opening offensive possession, but the ball is going to be marked at the Portage Central 23-yard line, first down and 10. Again, this drive started inside the Matawan 5-yard line, and all credit to their offense for getting them this far, but a couple of big Portage Central penalties also helping them along the way as the delayed handoff goes up the middle. Again to Hedden.
Under 2 minutes now in the first quarter, Carolyn. We're going to see if Matawan can score before the quarter is out. That time Hunter Anthony was the fake man. He ran unmolested into the end zone.
1:28 remaining, gain of 3 will bring up second down at 7.
And a fake handoff. Curtis keeping it himself to the near boundary. There is a flag on the play. A couple of flags on the play.
And this time I think Max Ryan's going to get some of the yardage back for Portage Central. He got blocked in the back by a Madawan player as he was trying to make the tackle. So a big 15-yard penalty against that young man, but then he just got a drew a penalty against Madawan. And so they're going to
walk off 10 yards from the spot of the foul. We'll put it the 29-yard line of Portage Central. Still good shape, but a few more yards to catch here for Madawan. Second down and 16 coming up. 1 minute, 11 seconds remaining in this opening quarter of play. The home team, Madawan Wildcats, trail Portage Central 7-0. Dropping back is Curtis, and he's being chased. He'll be brought down at the 45-yard line, the 47-yard line. And that time, it was passed all the way. Nobody fooled on that defensive line for Portage Central, and they brought him down for a huge loss.
Yeah, Derek Ulaw was not fooled at all. He rolled right in on Curtis and finally tracked him down, grabbed him around the waist, and then threw him down. And even though this the drive has sputtered a little bit because of being on the 45-yard line, and I think they're going to wait until the end of the quarter. One thing that we want to know, Carolyn, is that other than giving the ball up on downs, neither team has got a turnover.
Yeah, it's been a clean game by that account. 14 seconds remaining in this opening quarter, and Parker Curtis slowing things down. We should get one more play in, maybe not 5 seconds, but third down in a mile. We do get the snap off, and he's brought down again. With time expiring in this opening quarter of play, and what could have been for Madawan is no longer. On third down and 31, he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage, and that's where the first quarter will end. Madawan trailing Portage Central 7-0. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouthwatering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Nidge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
High school football brought to you by Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's. Featuring Rhino Linings, Caleb Miner, Jim McKinney rejoining you from Madawan High School. Well, at the beginning of the second quarter, Madawan trails Portage Central 7-0 and a fourth down and 36 coming up for the Wildcats.
Well, the announcer said here, a country mile, which is, by the way, Bruce's is here in Madawan. Did you know that?
Yes,
that's the main drag.
I think we passed it on the way in.
Yeah, we did. Nice to have them in the game. A deep punt by Madawan could pin the Mustangs back. See how it
punt direction for Madawan. Curtis on to boot it away. High kick. It's short. Bouncing at the 20-yard line, taking a Wildcats roll. And it will be down at the 12, or to the 11-yard line. So that worked out in their favor as far as the punt goes. Picking Portage Central back at their own 11-yard line. That's where the Mustangs will take over. First down and 10. The Mustangs now moving left to right across your radio dial and your computer screens on 1660thefan.com. Like I said, welcome our high school football fans from around the world tuning in on 1660thefan.com. Ryan Mergener taking over for the Mustangs and powering up the right side, and he cannot be taken down. Jacob Allen, just a bull out there, bull in the china shop. Powering his way near the 30-yard line, first down and then some for the Mustangs.
Yeah, the vast majority of the carries by the Portage Central Mustangs have gained at least 5 to 6 yards each time. That time it was more than that, obviously, because it gained the first down. And that time it just seemed like the Madawan players couldn't tackle Allen. He just wasn't going to go down.
Allen lining up on the right side. They'll give it off left side and contained there at the line of scrimmage. Jared Davis that time with the run, and he's burst through some pretty big holes, but it seems like Allen is having an easier time pushing this Mattawan defensive line around. But if you're Mick Enders, it's always good to mix things up.
Yeah, and you've got two good backs, and, you know, Matt, and like you said, Mattawan has done a nice job of stopping Davis, but Jacob Allen is doing a great job of ripping off the yards.
Gain of three brings up second down and 7:11 minutes remaining in the opening half, and a botch snap. There was a fumble on the snap, but covered up by Mergener.
Almost looked like it was going to slow motion, Carolina.
Yeah,
watching it. The line fired for Porty Central a little. Madeline really didn't, and Mergener reached down to get the ball. And then everybody said, oh, we got to move. Wow. And then we went. So
third down and 8. Call it a loss of 1.
So it'd be a good time for the Madeline defense to stiffen up a little bit and halt the Central Mustangs on down, get the ball back in pretty good field position.
Ball on the Portage Central 30-yard line. Third down and 8 on the loss of 1. And then fake the handoff. Mergener is brought down, a loss of about 5. And just as you called it, Mattawan standing tall on their opening defensive series of the second quarter. And they're going to get the ball back in decent field position.
You know, we see it so many times, Carolyn. The first guy misses, and when the quarterback turns around, there's three more there to get him, and that's exactly what happened this time. Good stop by the Wildcat defense.
One deep for the boot coming from Mickey Losey. A running reception at the 45-yard line across into Portage Central territory. Kyle Clark with the run back.
Took that ball on the run, and again, Madeline's going to take over a pretty good field position. In fact, they're going to be in Portage Central territory at about the 43-yard line. So other than the one time they started on the 3, and they still did pretty well, Madeline's had pretty good field position.
Excellent field position here for the Wildcats, starting in Portage Central territory on the 43-yard line. Parker Curtis looking over the defense. Three backs behind the sophomore quarterback. Fakes the handoff. They're going for a pass, and he's not going to find anybody, and he's brought down at the 50-yard line for a loss of 7. Matt Capasso in on the takedown for Portage Central.
Well, that time, Carolyn Curtis set up, and he had his footing right, but he didn't have a receiver open, so he had to roll out a little bit, and that gave the Mustang defense a chance to beat in the blocks that they were under and to go over and get him, and Matt Capasso won the race and took him down.
We'll call it a loss of 7. Second down and 17 coming up for Mattawan. And a fumble on the snap. Portage Central thinks they had it. We'll wait for the call. Miscommunication in the backfield for Mattawan. And they're calling that they do have it. It is Portage Central ball, and how unfortunate for Mattawan after standing tall defensively, getting the ball back in excellent field position, turning the ball over, and that's the first turnover of the football game.
Yeah, you know, after turning the ball over 6 times in the first game, none in the second game, first turnover by fumble or interception here, and it could have come at a more inopportune time because 8.5 left in the half, and Portage Central may be looking to strike quickly here so that they can take full advantage of this turnover. That is if the referees let them. We're having a conference out on the M.
Yeah, the Stripes conference right on that block in. The ball will be in Mattawan territory. They're just about at the 46, 47-yard line. Not sure what the holdup is.
The referee's talking to Coach Mick Enders on the other sideline, and they're trying to, I don't know if they're talking about where the ball was spotted or what, but that's the conversation.
8:34 remaining, opening half. Portage Central will take over after the fumble with the 7-0 lead over Mattawan. Mergner under center, two backs behind him, a receiver split to the far side of the field. And the handoff right up the middle and right up the gut to Jacob Allen up the left side to the 40-yard line.
Another big gain on first down, Carolina. When you chop off that much yardage, you know, 6, 7, 8 yards in your first down, it puts your team in so much better position offensively. Now, Bergeron is sitting here staring at with goal less than 40 yards away at his second down and three. Gives them a lot of options.
A gain of 7, bring it up second down and 3, and you open up a lot of things and open up a huge hole up the middle trying to wrap them up. There's a flag on the play. Paul Lewis, the junior running back. A couple of flags flying, but Lewis just untouched through that line.
Showed a lot of speed there, Carolyn, and our front view from MLive, and we're all agreeing it's face mask. It's just a matter of whether it's an inadvertent face mask or a personal foul. And I'm guessing it's probably going to be a personal foul because I thought I saw Lewis's helmet move a little bit, and when you see that helmet move, that means somebody's got a hold of something. That's the first time we've seen Lewis run today. Nice speed going around through the inside, Carol, and he showed a little bit of burst there and ran away from the Wildcat interior defense. It was the defensive backs that had to get him.
Yeah, that's a wrinkle that we've seen for the first time from Portage Central. We've been mainly focused on Jacob Allen. And there's going to be multiple calls coming up, so there's a face mask whistled against Mattawan. There's a dead ball personal foul against Mattawan, so a couple of fouls being whistled against Mattawan, and that only helps Portage Central's case. They're already up 7-0.
So they'll walk off the first 15 yards and then go half the distance with the second, and you got to wonder, yeah, that may have just been a penalty of frustration. It's a dead ball foul. I mean, it happened after Lewis was on the ground. It may have been an inadvertent punch there or, you know, a little bit of extracurricular activity. But
So cleaning up the penalties, that means first down and goal from the 6 for Portage Central. Handoff goes to Allen up the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, Portage Central. Jacob Allen with his second touchdown of the night.
Carolyn, he makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
He stood up and he nearly fell down when he went into the end zone. He was standing a hole with the proverbial big enough to drive a truck through. His line is doing such a great job. This is a crippling score for 30 Central because Mattawan had the momentum. They made the stop, then the fumble. Boom.
7:42 remaining first half, pending the extra point upcoming from Mickey Losey. Low snap, but it's handled and through the uprights. Excuse me, Mergener on for the kick. Usually Losey handles the kicking. I reversed my numbers. Losey was. They announced it incorrectly. I knew I was right. Mickey Losey with the good extra point. Regardless of who kicked it, it was good. 14-0 is the advantage for Portage Central. Here with 7:42 remaining opening half, and this is danger zone time for the home team because they're playing a good game. There's a couple of fouls, that, in particular those personal fouls, that really helped Portage Central on that drive. The turnover, of course, you can't overlook that. But aside from that, a great game being played here by the Mattawan Wildcats. Nothing to show for it on the scoreboard.
I know. You know, you were watching them, and their offense is functioning. I mean, they're doing a great job. One unfortunate turnover, but the dangerous part of this, as you mentioned, Carolyn, is the fact that now Portage Central is up 14-0. Their defense can afford to pin their ears back a little bit. Now they can start coming at the Mattawan offense with a little bit more fervor than they did before, and that's when things happen where games get out of hand. So we'll watch you and see what the Mustang defense does if Coach Enders pulls out some wrinkles, starts pulling some blitzes and things like that to try to throw the Wildcats off their game.
Losey lining up the kickoff at the 40-yard line, puts a boot into it, and a nice foot right to the goal line. They're going to call it a touchback. Kyle Hedden catches it in the end zone, so by rule, that will be brought out to the 20-yard line. an important safety rule, particularly here in high school football. Safety paramount throughout all levels of football. Really an emphasis with hits, the types of tackling, things of that nature. We've seen a couple penalties to that effect in this game, with really affecting the quarterback and keeping your hands off of him when he's getting rid of the ball, things of that nature. And that's what that rule is all about, Kyle Hedden catching it in the end zone. So Mattawan will have it first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line, 7:41 remaining. Opening half, the Wildcats trailing Portage Central 14-0. And the first handoff goes to the far side for a loss of about one, maybe. Maybe they'll give him the line of scrimmage. Vanderweer with the carry and right into the teeth of that Portage Central defensive line. He's not going to find too many holes going there.
No, and like I said, you know, the Central Mustangs can pin their ears back just a little bit. They can let it go just a little bit. But they've been dominant at times on the line play. So Madeline is going to have to pull something out of the hat again to get out of the shadow of their own end zone.
Three backs behind Curtis. And again, trying to go inch their way to the near side, not finding any space. Matt Capasso leading the way. We'll bring up a third down and 11. Hunter Anthony that time finding no space.
You know, this is a three and out situation. It becomes that field position battle, Carolyn, that they have. And you really don't want to give Portage Central a short field to work with Jacob Allen and Jared Davis.
Mark it to the 19-yard line. Third down and 11 on the loss of one. A delayed handoff to the near side. And a late flag coming in, gain of about three. So well short of the first down from Kyle Hedden.
This could be another personal foul at Portage Central. And that would give Mattawan an automatic first down and a little bit of a reprieve.
And that's got to be driving Nick Enders crazy. He's down at about the 25-yard line, prowling the sidelines. Is a face mask against Portage Central, and that's got to drive you crazy. I mean, your team's up 14-0. You certainly, though, do not want to give the home team any type of advantage, and there have been a couple of gifts given to Mattawan in the form of 15-yard penalties. One, obviously, an automatic first down and some breathing room now at their own 40-yard line. 6:10 remaining opening half. A three-back look behind Curtis, the handoff goes up the middle and stuffed immediately at the line of scrimmage. That's Vanderweer.
Seeger Chop on the carry. Well, you know, Carolyn, I'm going to have to ask you about this, too, because you've done a few games, too. I don't remember seeing a game in recent history where we had this many personal foul penalties in one half and this many face mask penalties in one half.
It's got to be aggressive play, but you also have to play poised as the pop pass going over the center is caught by C.J. Huntley.
You know, I wonder if Curtis, if the offense is setting up the Mustang defense at some point in time, he fakes that pop pass, and then he has somebody streaking on a post pattern down either the left or the right-hand side, because the defense, you can see, as soon as he threw the pop pass, they kind of moved in. He fakes that ball. He might have a receiver open on either side.
Completed pass will bring up a third down and 4:05 remaining opening half. Handoff goes near sideline to Cedar Chuck. And he's got first down yardage over the 50-yard line into Portage Central territory.
Chops the junior, 6 foot, 175 pounds. He showed some pretty good moves. That time turned the corner really quickly, had a defender to beat and kind of ran into him and took him all the way down to inside Portage Central territory. So once again, Karen, Madeline doing a nice job of sustaining the drive. Let's just see if they can get some points out of this.
We'll mark it to the Portage Central 48-yard line, 4:45 remaining opening half, first down and 10 for the Wildcats. They want to score here, pushing through the middle of that Portage Central defense. Kyle Hedden charging his way to the 40-yard line.
That time the Wildcat offensive line did a good job of dominating the defensive line of the Mustangs. That hasn't happened a lot in this game. killing, but that time they did, and that was domination because Hedden had a full head of steam going through and gets, again, that 8 yards that you want on first down to give you a lot of options.
Second down and a long two coming up for Mattawan. The handoff goes left side, and another late flag will come in.
It's going to be another face masking penalty, Carolyn, and Chop did a great job. He ran over the defender, and the defender grabbed the face mask on the way down. I think Coach Enders has got to be pulling his hair out over here because how many face masking penalties is that against Porter Central? I think four, maybe five?
I think this is...
And they're all personal fouls.
They call the inadvertent...
Oh, is this inadvertent?
Idea of the face mask.
Well, Chop was going down when the penalty occurred. And again, he ran right into the defender. He was trying to run around the end and got around a little bit, but then the defender closed on him.
See,
that's a big boy.
Yeah, figure Chop's got enough meat on him to run right at a defender. That's what he did there, drawing the face mask penalty. First down and 10 from the Portage Central 29-yard line. 3:50 remaining. Handoff going up the middle to Kyle Hedden. And he'll charge forward for a couple of yards. Matt Capasso again in on the stop for Portage Central.
Come basketball season, Carolyn, you're going to hear those two names a lot for Portage Central. Okay. McCord, Allen, and Capasso. In fact, Matt Capasso got hurt last year playing basketball. Didn't get to play very much, but they're doing a great job tonight. And the interior line for Portage Central, Capasso, has been at least a half a dozen tackles.
Mark him a gain of 2, second down and 8 from the 27-yard line, and a flag at the snap. It'll be false start on Mattawan.
Wow, a 5-yard penalty. Who knew?
Who knew those existed in this game?
Nobody got their face mask pulled either. How can you do that? You know, while we're in a moment here, I really thank Ken Mooney and the people here at Mattawan. Last year we came here, 4 games in a row? They rolled out the red carpet to us. Today, short notice, they gave us a great position, treated us incredibly well, helped us tie up our sign down at the end zone. We love coming to Mattawan, so thanks Ken Mooney, his staff, and everybody here at Mattawan for treating us very nicely.
Red carpet treatment here on second down and 12, the fake handoff, and the quarterback keeper, Curtis, gets around the right side to the 25-yard line, and that was positive yardage in a situation that could have been much worse.
Yeah, he's using the clock, too. Ran out of bounds, stopped the clock with 2:47. But with the ball sitting on about the 24-yard line, Carolyn, they have more than enough time. They got all the timeouts. They have more than enough time to get the ball in the end zone. And if they can time this out right and get it in there and not get Portage Central any time, going into halftime 14-7, given what's happened so far, would be a great victory.
Gain of about 7 will bring up a third down and 5, and again, another important third down coming up for Mattawan. 2:47 remaining in this opening half. The clock starting to become another opponent as the handoff goes to Vanderweer. He's brought down almost immediately. And
they lost a yard.
Although, yeah, they will mark him down back a yard. Fourth down and 6 now for the Wildcats. The offense staying on the field as Parker Curtis trots out to the huddle. Let a little bit of the clock run off here just in case. But fourth down and 6 coming up for Mattawan. 3 backs behind Curtis. Fake pitch, the pop pass over the middle and over the head of the tight end, C.J. Huntley, the intended target that falls incomplete. And with 2 minutes straight up remaining in the opening half, the Mustangs will have it first down and 10 on their own 24-yard line. And here either we'll see one of two things, just the ground and pound and run this clock out, or we'll see Nick Enders and the Mustangs open up what passing game they might have in their arsenal.
Yeah, they scored a touchdown here within 2 minutes, and it's going to be a big blow.
2 backs behind Mergener. Max Ryan split out to the far side, the near side of the field, and Mergener taking it himself across the 35 near the 40-yard line. Lots of room for the quarterback to take it out of bounds for a first down. And so maybe they're not going to be so passive on the final 2 minutes of this opening half.
I don't know, Carolyn. That was going to be a pass. It was going to be a pretty good size pass because you had two receivers coming down. But you said in the pregame, Bergeron could run the ball and run it well, and that gives that threat. Now I'm going to play for two different Bergerons.
Pitch out goes far side and some running room up the far side to Jared Davis. And he's good for another Portage Central first down. So two consecutive plays, two consecutive first downs for Portage Central.
And both times they went out of bounds and stopped the clock. One until the chains get set, and then, of course, they'll go again. But that gives them that extra, like now, they set the chains, they start the clock, where Portage Central's up to the line already.
1:44 remaining, ball at the Mattawan 46-yard line. And Jacob Allen rumbling up the far side of the field. Alex Kalia with the stop. And a timeout called by Portage Central. We'll keep it here for the final 1:38 of this first half. And remind you to stay tuned for the Romans Gardens Halftime Show, brought to you by Romans Gardens. High quality, low prices, and great customer service at their specialty, located on Shaver Road in Portage. We'll recap all of the action here from Mattawan High School, get you some scores from around the area, get the MHSAA spotlight in there as well. So lots coming up on the Romans Gardens Halftime Show after this final 1 minute and 38 seconds from Mattawan High School. Portage Central leads 14-0, and they're on the move here inside Mattawan territory at the 46-yard line. Carolyn Binder, Jim McKinney, glad to have you along with us. Joe Varcola back in our Kalamazoo studios, keeping us on the air and online, 1660thefan.com.
You know, the Guinness Book of World Records came out this week, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Did you count how many cheerleaders are down there for Mattawan?
Yeah, great.
A lot.
Junior program, so they're breeding the next generation of Mattawan Wildcat cheerleaders. That's a great program.
And they all stand together. That's the best part of this. I'm just wondering what the record for most cheerleaders in front of a crowd is. But there's a lot down there.
Out of the timeout, second down and two coming up for the Mustangs. Two backs behind Mergener, and the handoff goes up the middle to Jared Davis, making a big hole even bigger.
Good playing now by Portage Central. They're coming to the line right away with a minute 33. Another first down.
Yeah, another first down, so they'll move the chains as soon as the chains are set. They start the clock. Mergener with the quarterback keeper wheeling around the left side and out of bounds.
He may have another first down.
And very close to a first down.
It was fun to watch. The Central's up to the line. They're ready to run the play. The guy on the far side of the chain gang wasn't really quite ready yet, but Bergeron still liked the ball.
Ben Reed pushed him out of bounds, but not before Bergeron gained the first down. He's just inside the 20-yard line at the 19 of Mattawan. 1:25 remaining. And what a big blow this would be for the home team if it's 21-0 going in at the half. Portage Central trying to get that done. Jared Davis up the middle. Josh Croy with the stop after a gain of about two. Clock running at 1:10. Quickly back to the line. Mergener under center. Two backs behind him. The big Davis rolling up the right side of the field and just completely demolishing the Mattawan defensive line.
Yeah, the Mustangs are now exploiting the difference between the offensive line and defensive line for both teams, because before, remember, early on, Carolyn, they were going around the ends. Now they're starting to penetrate the interior of the line and shore up yardage.
First and goal from the four. 57 seconds and counting. And Allen rumbling into the end zone for a Portage Central touchdown, nearly uncontested, just absolutely bulldozing that defensive line of the Mattawan Wildcats.
Yeah, now the Mustangs are starting to show their dominance on the offensive line. You can see the difference in size. They dominate as far as the size goes. And early on, the Wildcats were doing a good job of containing the penetration in the interior, but now the Mustangs are starting to make their move a little bit, and their rule and that drive really dominated, Carolyn.
Mickey Losey on for the extra point. Mergener to hold, nearly drawing the Wildcats off sides. We don't see a flag on the play. Losey's kick is up and good. And now the score 21-0 in favor of Portage Central. 48 seconds remaining in this opening half of play. The feeling that I'm getting, though, is this: it is 21-0, obviously a dominating score on the scoreboard. I just feel like Mattawan's in this game a little bit more than a 21-0 score would dictate. And I don't know if you're feeling the same way. I mean, on that last possession, really, as you said, Portage Central exploiting the physical differences between the offensive line of Portage Central and the defensive line of Mattawan, but really it was important for Mattawan to prevent any more points going on the board. They weren't able to do that, and you feel that this home sideline has really been deflated.
Well, and you know, the thing is, Carolyn, is when we talked to Coach Enders again before the season started, he had veterans coming back. That's starting to show up a little bit. This is a young Mattawan team, and it's a good Mattawan team. And with experience, they're going to become much better. The thing is, there's a lot of veteran leadership over on that Mustang sideline and on that line, and now they're starting to take hold a little bit. And once you get that hold, it's very, very tough to get it back.
21-0, the advantage for Portage Central as Losey lays a boot nearly to the goal line. And brought there by Alex Kahala. Kahala gets it to about the 16-yard line.
Yeah,
so they mark it up.
Outside the 15.
Yeah. 43 seconds remaining in the opening half of play, and that's what Mattawan will have to work with here, trailing 21-0.
Now, I don't know, do you take a knee down here because you don't want to give up a turnover? You don't want to give up a quick touchdown, or what do you do?
Looks like they're going to line it up. A couple of receivers to either side of Curtis, the three backs behind the sophomore quarterback, and they're try it up the middle, just getting back to the line of scrimmage is Kyle Hedden.
This will be by Josh Alvarez.
Josh Alvarez, the initial tackle for the Mustangs.
So we get one more play in before the half.
Clock running at 22 seconds. Now under 10, and calling it out is Curtis. He rolls and throws to the near sideline, diving for it. Was the C.J. Huntley, the tight end, called incomplete. 1.5 seconds remaining in the half.
Huntley did everything he could to get that pass. He pushed out of it. He got away from there with the back, and he saw the pass coming. I think he ran 5 yards and then dove an extra three and just barely missed picking it up. It was a good hustle by Huntley. I mean, it was an incomplete pass.
So the incomplete pass clock stops at 1.5, so we will get one more play in here in the first half. 3rd and 6 from the 20-yard line for Mattawan. And they'll hand it off up the middle, a little bit of a hole and a burst up the far sideline by Alexander Weir. But that's where the first half will end as the clock adds 0. Mattawan with a positive end to the first half, some good offensive plays, but they trail 21-0 to Portage Central heading into the locker room here at Mattawan High School. And it is halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back with the Romance Gardens Halftime Show after this on 1660 The Fan.
We'll keep you out of the traffic jam that's keeping you from getting to work on time. Text the word traffic to 80373 and we'll alert you the second we know of an issue on the roads. Whether it's construction, an accident, or a major event, a text will hit your phone within seconds. Don't let Mother Nature get in your way. Get in the know by texting traffic to 80373 and stop getting caught on the roads. Powered by Sunshine Toyota Battle Creek. Message and data rates apply. Text stop to quit. Follow your Western Michigan Broncos all season long on Bronco Sports First at 1660thefan.com. Throughout the season, the Bronco Sports First team, led by Colin Windecker, will be providing in-depth coverage through blogs, video interviews, podcasts, and stream versions of Robin Hook's Bronco Review segment. Go to 1660thefan.com and select Bronco Sports First for schedules, info on the season, and tons more. Bronco Sports First is powered by Preferred Credit Union, Spirit of Kalamazoo, Tempo Vino Winery, Romance Gardens on Shaver Road, Smashburger, and Centricare.
The Reality of TV, Part 1. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had these Humvees and heavy machinery amid massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but a few weeks ago, the realities of TV were revealed in some newspaper articles where the Alphabet family of networks finally confessed as to what they were up to as they announced their national high school football coverage for the fall. They finally fessed up to what I had talked about on the show previously, that they had no intention of making their broadcast be about high school sports, their local nature, and all of the good things they do for kids and communities. It was all about featuring a couple of so-called high-profile players in each broadcast in order to give college sports recruiting junkies their fix. Nothing more, nothing less. The general article where the startling revelation was made was countered in the same paper that day and its website by one of its columnists, which blasted the Alphabet family of networks for prostituting high school sports. From there, my weekend got even more interesting. I had a chance to watch a podcast produced later that day where they interviewed one of the newspaper writers involved. I wish they had included the columnist. An administrator from one of the schools that would play in one of the games being televised that weekend, and a booster club president from another of the teams involved in the telecast. The writer of the article was an advocate of national TV for high school sports because it helped him with his national rankings. What? How about a little more prostitution of educational athletics for something which absolutely makes no sense, the national ranking of high school teams? By the way, his article that day quoted a coach who said that being on national TV helped get his kids ready for that kind of exposure and pressure in college ball. Excuse me, that's not the purpose of high school sports. It's to get kids ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. And besides, that so-called next level only involves 1% of the participants. The school administrator spoke in the same terms as the coach. Talk about someone I wouldn't want running my kid's school. The Booster Club president had an aw shucks attitude about the television coverage. He thought it was nice, but absolutely unnecessary. And absolutely unnecessary is right. Unfortunately, our school leadership sometimes doesn't know how to say no when the television pimps come rolling around. Some coaches lap it up because they want to be on the same plane as their counterparts they watch on Saturdays and Sundays. Those coaches don't belong in a school setting, folks. Michigan avoids quite a bit of this because thoughtful educators more than 20 years ago saw the exploitation that national television of school events brings to the table and developed sane rules prohibiting it. Later that same weekend, an email I received asked why Michigan schools weren't on national television and how we were falling behind other states in that respect. I love the falling behind phrase because I can never figure out what it is that we're falling behind. Because our schools put the educational interest of all the kids first? Because our schools won't allow our coaches and our players to have higher profiles than the principals and superintendents? Because our schools won't allow themselves to be prostituted? What are we falling behind? Of course, when I explained that to the writer of the email, there was no response. There's no way anyone in their right mind can make an educationally sound case for nationally televised high school sporting events. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
You'll probably get into a peck of trouble with the zookeeper, but a great way to protect the bed of your truck would be to skin a rhinoceros and line your bed with the hide. Hi, this is Bruce from Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings in Mattawan. A safer alternative would be to have a spray rhino lining bed protection into your truck. This stuff is tough, and it's sprayed on up to a quarter inches thick. Rhino lining comes in a variety of colors and comes with a lifetime warranty. Rhino is the number one name in spray and bed lining, and we are the number one people in the area for quality auto and truck accessories. This makes for a pretty good combination from which you can benefit. Call us at 668-4511 for a quote or stop on in and see us. We are only a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 66 in Mattawan. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories, better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's. If you try option one, please forget that it was my idea.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
...21-0, the halftime score in favor of the Portage Central Mustangs. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney rejoining you from Mattawan High School, where again the Mattawan Wildcats trailing Portage Central 21-0. Some halftime stats for you for the Mustangs. Three guys really carrying the load offensively. Gerard Davis, 9 carries for 74 yards. Maybe I should have you do this. Jim McKinney with the halftime stats.
Yeah, because Jim McKinney wrote the stats, and I can't write very well. Gerard Davis did carry 9 times for 74 yards. Jacob Allen, 9 times for 72 yards, but he has 3 touchdowns, Carolyn. He has all 3 touchdowns. And Bergeron, 5 for 21 on the ground. For Mattawan, their leading rusher was the guy that we saw the first time, DeAndre Anthony, and he got 5 carries for 42 yards. And then, of course, Ohio Hedden, he has 9 for 27. Alex Vanderweerd, 5 carries for 19 yards. Curtis, the quarterback, sacked 4 times in that first half. Passed 3 for 6. He's got 550%, but he is for 24 yards. And C.J. Hundley, 2 catches for 15 yards. So, you know, they're gaining ground, not as much as the two big boys for 40 Central. But Mattawan has some good yardage on the ground. The problem is they just haven't been able to make the kill. And they get close, and then they either give the ball up or something happens, or, you know, get it over and down.
Yeah, and really that's the difference. Some turnovers and really inexperience being exploited later in the first half for Mattawan, that's really hindering them and why you see the 21-0 score. I still contend it doesn't quite feel like a 21-0 besides the fact that Jacob Allen really demolished that defensive line late in that second quarter.
Well, and the other thing, too, that you have to remember is Mattawan's been given some gifts by Portage Central. There have been some bad personal foul penalties that Portage Central committed, during drives that really sustained, including when they were down on their own 3-yard line. Mattawan sustained a drive, but was helped by 2 15-yard penalties, but they haven't been able to capitalize. And if you want to be able to play competitively in a smack, when you're given gifts like that, you have to take them and run with them if you're part of the funds. And Mattawan, unfortunately, hasn't been able to do that. I don't think they're out of this game. I know it's down 21-0. They've shown the flash that you need or the ability to take the ball and run down the field with it. But I really think that their defense is going to have to dominate a little bit better in the second half. And there's the crux. I don't know if they can, Carolyn, because when we were watching the half progress, the first half, you could see the Portage Central Mustangs starting to take control on that offensive line. And if they do that, it's going to be a very long half for Mattawan.
Mattawan coming into this game 1-1. They lost in week one, 28-7 to Battle Creek, Harper Creek, and a big win last week over Marshall, 64-34. And they started this game with possession. They won the toss, elected to receive. Now they're in the position that they're in. What does that do to your defense? If you're Matt Stevens, you're putting a whole heck of a lot of pressure on your defense to open the second half trailing 21-0.
Yeah, Portage Central State only giving up one touchdown all year for Lloyd North, and that's it. So they came into this game. I think you said they're 103-7. Well, now they're 124-7. And, you know, the numbers just keep piling up. But I really believe that of the two teams, who's more poised to take control in the second half? I have to give it to the Mustangs. I have to say Portage Central is built better to take this lead and sit on it because of the winning game that they have, Carol. And that's the big thing, and that and the dominance of the offensive line over the defensive line of Mattawan. If Mattawan's going to come back, they're first of all going to have to stop Portage Central here, like you said, in the beginning of the second half. Then they're going to have to take advantage. They have to put a score on the board in their first possession.
Mattawan with plenty of offensive opportunities. They struggled, even that opening possession. They went four and out. They turned it over on down. But from there, they were given some gifts in the form of penalties, but it seemed like they started to get a little bit of a offensive flow going. They just could not capitalize. And that's really going to shoot them in the foot, especially to a poised team such as Portage Central. Senior-laden team, they've got 14 returners, 9 of them on offense, and really showing their firepower here in the first half, up 21-0.
Well, and Ryan Mochener has just shown that he can dominate with both his arm and his legs. Now, he's primarily a runner, but he's got a good arm. But in that last drive, you didn't know what he was going to do. And, you know, with the time on the clock, you thought, well, maybe he's going to go out and try to pass the ball or whatever. Mattawan had to play for both. Now I would imagine that Coach Enders is going to take his quarterback aside and say, okay, it's your job to control this game the rest of the way out. Keep it on the ground, keep it on the ground, keep it on the ground, but keep running the game the way you are, because this young man is doing a good job of running the Mustang offense.
When we talked to Coach Enders at the high school coaches kickoff at Wings, et cetera, he really touted the fact that he's got a senior quarterback and a guy that has so much experience in Mergener, and you really see what that's doing and how that really helps the offense continue to stay poised and really click on all cylinders. And they're doing that here in this first half in Mattawan.
Yeah, this is the Mustang offense that everybody was kind of expecting, I think, with the number of veterans that were turned. And, you know, there were some mistakes in the first half that I think both coaches are going to remind their players, especially the personal fouls. I mean, how many face mask penalties do we have in that first half? 6? You know, 2 of them were inadvertent, and the other 4 were personal fouls. We had some inappropriate extracurricular activity. That resulted in some penalties as well. So I'm sure that the coaching staffs for both teams were reminding their players, look, you want to play with emotion, but you've got to stay within yourself and keep your cotton-picking hands up.
Yeah, plenty of face mask penalties on both sides of the football. We saw some extracurriculars. That really speaks to where this rivalry is going, where it is already, and where it's going. And just maybe getting into that a little bit as the halftime show continues here, because we're going to see a lot of the landscape of high school football here in Southwest Michigan change over the next couple of years. I don't have the list in front of me. I do have the configurations in my notes, but I don't have where everyone's going, but both Matt Stevens and Mick Ender said that this matchup needs to stay where it is no matter what happens to the conference in the upcoming years.
Yeah, there's some rivalries in the SMAC that have to stay. You have to keep Battle Creek Central, Kalamazoo Central. You have to keep Central and North. You have to keep Northern and Central. But I'm telling you, he's absolutely correct. Mattawan Portage Central has become a rivalry, not unlike Kalamazoo Christian and Constantine or Kalamazoo Christian and Schoolcraft has become. And you've got to maintain those newer rivalries because they're sometimes developing just as strong. We've seen the emotional play that both of these teams have out here. They don't like each other.
No, and really,
how do they dislike here?
a healthy rivalry really emerging in the last couple of years because of the emergence of this Mattawan football team in the last couple of years under Matt Stevens.
Yeah, and that's 100% of it. They've taken a program that was downtrodden for a few years, and I mean, look what happened last year. I mean, they made it very deep run into the playoffs and actually gave Caledonia a pretty good run for their money before losing that game here at Mattawan. I look forward to Coach Stevens making sure that Mattawan stays in the thick of things. Then you're going to have lean years. That happens. It's not something that any coach can avoid. But I tell you, I'm impressed with Coach Stevens and what he's been able to do. And I'm sure that they're going to come up fired up here in the second half. I just think they really have to focus and stop the Mustangs on a four and out. Now you really need to let the 40-something Mustangs know that they're still in this game.
Teams are back out on the field getting their final strategy sessions together for the second half, and we'll have that second half for you after this timeout. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
Being the middle child of 11 brothers and sisters, I grew up with a bit of an identity crisis. Now, which one are you? Was a question I was often asked. It seemed everyone, even my mother, would get my name wrong. Hi, this is Bruce, and we sort of have the same problem at Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings here in Mattawan. Some people have us identified as only a hitch store, or others as only doing auto starts or running boards. Just assume we do it all. If your vehicle doesn't have an option, chances are we can supply it, whether it's a cruise control, heated seats, compass temperature mirror, spray and bed liner, tonneau covers, or hitches, we can do it. If it makes your car or truck more comfortable, look better, or make it last longer, call us or come in and let us give you a quote. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories, 668-4511. We are just a quarter mile north of I-94 at Mattawan. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's. At least with my name on the business, no one calls me the wrong name anymore. No one, that is, except my mom.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouthwatering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Nidge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
You want your landscape to look perfect, to be the envy of the neighborhood. Then your first stop should be Romance Gardens. Right now, you'll save 25% on all remaining fruit trees, 33% on all perennial plants. Rose bushes are 20% off, excluding knockouts. Save 15% on all shade and ornamental trees, and 15% on male and female combination blue holly. Romance Gardens is on Shaver Road, just south of Center in Portage, or visit them online at romancegardencenter.com.